Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
I felt so lonely tonight. I'm glad you came to play my game. I wanna fuck you in the ass. I wanna come all over you. I wanna fill you up with sperm, yeah. But tonight, 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 I'll use my fist to penetrate you. I wanna urinate on your face. I wanna bonk you like a pig. But tonight, 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 oh yeah, I wanna strap you to my bed. Oh, I wanna slap you till you're dead. I wanna shit in your mouth, shit in your mouth tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh yeah, fist fucking, ooh, scar fucking.
It's Tuesday, August 3rd, 2010. Coming up on the program today, PCP will fuck you up, but a car does more damage. Plus, Indonesian Parliament, now with 100% more tits and ass, and a stiletto heel in your head. All of this, plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy Shalandra Danesha Monifa Henson. This is the Distorted View Show. Why do I taste so good? Because I'm black. Got a great program for you. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. If you are new to the program, this is what ST is all about. Basically, every Tuesday, I scour the web trying to find a ridiculous piece of erotic fiction. There are a lot of sex stories online. Not all of them are gems. I try to find either poorly written, bizarre, disgusting, just a sex story that misses the mark. Obviously, the idea of erotic fiction is to get you off, to get you to want to place your cock in your hand and stroke, to manipulate your manhood and make your dick you wet, and ultimately spew that beautiful creamy shit. So yeah, that's basically what Sextastic Tuesday is all about. I've got a new story from DV listener Blood Cracker. Actually, I don't have the person's name in front of me. I apologize. But from this point on, I'll just refer to you as Blood Cracker. All right, let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Sextastic Tuesday. Let's do this.
It's Sextastic.
Actually, DV listener Splurgy sent this story in. Here we go. Chris lit his cigarette and spied his penis and testicles with particular scrutiny. I spy with my little eye. All right. He laid on his back with a pillow propped under his shoulders, completely naked, save for a pair of black boots. His long hair hung in his face. In one hand, he held a brand new hunting knife. Oh, that can't lead to anything good. Sean entered Chris's parents' house. Watch out, Sean! You're gonna get cut! He's gonna cut off your penis and then eat it! All right, both of the teenagers knew that Chris's... They're 18. They're still a teenager. Both of the teenagers knew that Chris's parents were gone for the weekend, so there would be no interruptions if the two wanted to do anything delinquent. Sean's mother had dropped him off in the family car, expecting her son to have a pleasant weekend with his friend doing the typical wholesome activities the 18-year-old boys would normally engage in. Instead, upon seeing Chris in his state of nudity, Chris began to undress. Ooh, this is my cue! I'm gonna get laid! Next to the front door on a little stand was Sean's dog collar, which he donned with pride. There were fingerless gloves and knee and shin pads waiting for him as well. These would help him carry out his role as a dog, a role that he loved to play for his boyfriend's pleasure. Upon taking off his underwear, Sean's smooth crotch, completely void of penis, scrotum, or testicle. Wait a second. I feel like I should go back and reread that. Upon taking off his underwear, Sean's smooth crotch, completely void of penis, ding, scrotum, ding, or testicles, ding, ending, was pierced through the base of the stump where his penis had been with a small gold ring. This was linked by a gold chain that was attached to another ring piercing close to his asshole. Strangely, though, Chris was not in the mood for sex. "What's the matter, babe?" Sean asked when he noticed Chris was not terribly aroused. "Don't you want to fuck me?" Chris was quiet for a moment and then spoke up with honesty. "I'm tired of having a dick. I want to cut it off along with my balls, too." I hope he put some thought into that, because that's not a decision you want to make willy-nilly. Sean couldn't believe his ears. He worshipped all 8 inches of Chris's circumcised cock. "But," Sean tried to protest, "when I cut your dick off, I thought I wanted to do it to someone else, but I've been thinking about it for a while, and I realized I just wanted to cut off my own," Chris confessed. "But who's gonna fuck me if you don't have a dick?" "Look, I'll pimp your ass to anyone I want," Chris commanded. "You got a good amount of service worth from your tattoo artist. I bet someone with money could pay me to fuck you." "That's not really a compliment. I'm sure we'll be able to find one person who would be willing to muster up the strength to slide their cock in your wrecked hole." I wonder what the market value of a eunuch prostitute is compared to a regular, you know, prostitute with dick and nuts. On one hand, like, they may command more, a higher price because, you know, they're unique. They've got a gimmick. "Look, I don't have no cock, no balls, nothing. I'm a freak of nature. And people love to fuck freak of natures." There's anything you've learned from Distorted View during these past 5 or 6 years, it's that people will fuck freak of natures. But on the other hand, they don't have dick or nuts. They are a lesser person, and if you're purchasing a whore, sometimes, you know, you want to play with, you know, bat their balls around, suck their cock, whatever. All right, Sean was hurt at first, but hearing Chris order him about and making plans to have strangers fuck him for money satisfied Sean's personal identity as a dickless slut, and it turned him on profusely. He caved in after a few minutes and reluctantly uttered, "All right, Chris, go ahead and do it." It really did. After just a few minutes, not really twisting his arm, Chris perked right up as soon as Sean gave him permission. He rounded together all of the old equipment they saved since Sean's transformation into a smoothie. Is that what they call eunuchs? I'm a smoothie. This time, in the comfort of Chris's parents' living room, he taped off... Does his parents know what these kids are doing? This is not right. This time, in the comfort of Chris's parents' living room, he taped off a section of floor with a plastic tarp. There's going to be a lot of blood. As he set up a more comfier chair and covered it with plastic wrap, the front door opened. "What are you two fags up to?" Chris's older brother, who went by the name Spider, said. Of course. Chris spoke up. "In an hour, me and Sean are going to have matching crotches." Spider knew exactly what his younger brother was talking about. "You're going to cut your dick off?" Chris nodded proudly. "Balls, too." "Jesus H. Christ, I thought I taught you more sense than that," Spider grumbled. "What's going on?" Spider's punk girlfriend Lola spoke up. "My little brother's going to cut off his dick and rocks." Lola spied Sean standing quietly in the corner. "Oh my God, you are so cute." Really? The fact that your boyfriend just said that his brother is going to cut off his balls and cock, that did not faze you at all? "Oh my God, you're so cute!" Sean smiled with good nature. He let Lola run her finger down his chest, past the wings tattoo on his small pecs. "You have nothing at all down there! Can I touch it? Your boyfriend is standing just a few feet away, you whore!" Sean nodded and smiled with a closed mouth. He kept his pubic hair short and soft. She ran her fingers across the stump where his penis used to be. "This is where it was before you cut it off?" "Yes, that's where penises go. What are you? It's so smooth." "Actually, Chris cut it off," Sean said. "Did you keep it, like in a bottle of formaldehyde or something?" "No, Chris ate it for dinner right after he cut it off. He let me eat some of it too." "That's fucking hardcore." "And hot," Lola added. "Really? Hot is the adjective you chose to go with. Okay, that wouldn't be my first choice." Spider wanted to separate his girl from his weird little brother's boyfriend. Yes, good idea. He grabbed her arm, but she refused. "I want to watch Chris cut his dick off!" "Come on, there's nothing to watch." Spider, no, that's not entirely true. "He's gonna do it, and then he won't be able to fuck anyone anymore after that." "But that's why I want to watch!" Spider hesitated for a moment. He spoke up a minute later to Lola's pleasure. "All right, but if we do it, I want some booze in me." An hour later, Spider was a whole lot more drunk than he expected to get, and Lola were naked. What? Lola and Spider were naked right next to Sean and Chris. Chris still wore his black combat boots, and Sean still wore his pads and collar. Lola was getting more and more turned on with every minute, and she managed to convince Spider that it would be best if Spider fucked Sean to start out, you know, to get the ball rolling. Spider was reluctant at first, really, but closed his eyes and did Sean from behind. Sean's body was small and it was almost like having sex with a girl. While Spider was fucking Sean, Sean started to suck Chris's 8 inches. Lola, who was too turned on to stop, got up on a chair and straddled Chris's head. He laid his head back in the chair and started eating out Lola while running the blade of the knife up and down his shaft. The coming peril that his dick was going to be off his body made it stand up immediately. Sean was getting turned on. Spider's dick inside his ass was humongous and felt heavenly. Spider blew his wad first, filling Sean's ass with gobs of his own ball juice. Burying it to the hilt between Sean's butt cheeks. Sean was so turned on, he rammed Chris's cock as far down his throat as he could get it. Lola was rubbing her own clit fiercely as she watched her boyfriend fuck another man and Chris eye his unit with viciousness. All eyes then went to Chris as he screamed, sawing through his cock and balls in one motion, sawing back and forth. Sean pulled Chris's cock out of his mouth just as a jet of sperm shot out of the tip. But with the knife now all the way through his cock and working through his balls and scrotum, Chris pulled his severed cock aside and watched as the bloody hole where his cock had been shot white loads of semen right onto his naked thighs. As the spurts changed to a dribble, his spunk dripped down onto his asshole. Lola seized up on her orgasm, ripped through her body at the sight of Chris's severed cock and balls in his hand. As she started to contort over him, Chris handed her the severed unit.
"For me? Thank you."
At first, she tried to shove the limp meat into her cunt. Sure, because that's what you would do if someone handed you a penis that had just been cut off. But decided in her throes to bring it to her lips, where she tore the head off with her teeth and chewed it. She then smeared the blood of the headless cock onto her cheeks and kissed the shaft lovingly before throwing it limply back into Chris's lap. "I'm done!" Sean grabbed a towel and gave it to Chris so Chris could put it over his severed groin. He kissed Chris on the lips affectionately and went to fetch the sewing kit to stitch his boyfriend up. Lola looked at Spider. "You should be next!" Spider grabbed his crotch protectively. "Hell no! I like my junk right where it is!" And everyone laughed. That night, Chris and Sean went to bed in each other's arms, just like the first time. But this time, they were once again equals. The end. There you go. That, my friends, is Sextastic Tuesday for August 3rd, 2010. Brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's half off. Just use coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K. Here's what you do. You find something you like, maybe a dildo, butt plug, movies, Benoit balls. They have toys for girls and boys and movies and lingerie, all that sort of good stuff. Pick out something you like, add it to your cart. There will be a little box during checkout where you can add a coupon code. Just type in F-R-E-A-K. You'll automatically see the new price. You're going to get 50% off, plus free shipping, plus 3 free adult DVDs and a special gift, all for using coupon code FREAK. Support the program. Support our great sponsor who, for some reason, thinks Sextastic Tuesday and Distorted View in general will not tarnish their reputation. We'll do it. It's just going to take a little bit of time. So yes, they're very good people at Adam and Eve. Support them. With that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you're a new listener of the show, you might not know that I do Distorted View for a living. If you are a longtime listener, you know what's coming up, and you're absolutely sick of hearing these fucking plugs for the sideshow. Either way, sign up right now, $5 a month or $50 a year. That gives you access to SuperFreakSideshow.com, which features every single episode of DV I've ever done. Plus, you're going to get extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, and special programs like Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday. All for signing up. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com, support the program. Really do appreciate all of my members. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I did not realize PCP was still around. Didn't know they were still manufacturing that. I honestly don't know what PCP is, but it's one of the drugs I want to try. Like, if I was alive in the 60s, I would probably be a PCP freak. You know, it's different. It's not mainstream. Like, everyone smokes a little weed, a little coke. Heroin is common. Crystal meth. But PCP, that shit will fuck you up. Right? You jump out windows thinking you can fly. A Jersey City man who may have been high on PCP was apparently lying in the middle of a Greenville street this morning. See, but I don't think people on PCP are that stationary. Like, he was just lying down. You know, when I see Helen Hunt in that made-for-TV movie, she's jumping through plate glass windows, falling to the ground, running all about. I mean, that gives you energy, makes you think you're invincible. It's not time for a nap when you're on PCP. All right, so anyways, this guy who may have been high on PCP was apparently lying in the middle of the street when he was struck by a car, which then ran him over before stopping. The 25-year-old Clark Street resident was lying down on Stegman Street when the Cadillac DeVille... By the way, whenever I see a Cadillac on the road, I like to play a game that I call Black or Elderly. And that's where I try to guess who the person is driving the Cadillac. Is he black or elderly? Or both? You should play it next time you're driving. All right, anyways, yes, when the Cadillac DeVille, driven by a 22-year-old Stevens Avenue man, ran him over. The driver told police he saw something in the road that looked like a small box, and when he drove over it, he immediately realized it was something more substantial. It gushed. The Cadillac hit the victim and traveled over him before coming to a complete stop. A witness told police that she had seen the victim lying in the street before he was run over. The 25-year-old was rushed to the Jersey City Medical Center, where his injuries were initially considered life-threatening by doctors, but apparently they were found to be less severe. See? PCP makes you strong! Like bull! An emergency room doctor told police that the victim was clearly under the influence of at least one narcotic drug, possibly PCP. Yeah, I want to try PCP. Also, whatever Mexican speedballs are. That sounds fun. Is that the same thing as goofballs? I'd probably call it goofballs. All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Yes, at the time, doctors were awaiting the result of blood tests before they could further treat him. Police said the section of Stegman where the man was run over was so dim that additional lighting was needed to photograph the scene. Police found the driver's license of the Cadillac driver had expired 2 days earlier, and he was issued a summons. So there you go. I don't think he'll get in that much trouble. I mean, yes, he ran over a dude, but, you know, he was lying in the street in the middle of the night. You can't be surprised when shit like that goes down. All right, second story we have for you today. A woman who was drunk rammed her stiletto heel through her boyfriend's eye and into his brain during an argument in a taxi. Stacy Hargreaves, 33, was in the back of a cab when she kicked Gavin Taylor, 28, after he turned around in the front seat. David McGonigal, prosecutor, said Hargreaves was wearing 3-inch stiletto heels, one of which caused her boyfriend serious injuries. It tickled his brain. He told Bradford Crown Court, the heel of one shoe went through the left eye of Mr. Gavin Taylor and fractured the socket and then entered his brain and caused a blood vessel to burst. Mr. Taylor began coughing up blood and slumped into unconsciousness following the attack. He was taken to the hospital where his condition initially deteriorated before he eventually made a surprising recovery. I can think again! The victim was initially taken to the hospital in Huddersfield and then later transferred to a specialist. He underwent 2 operations and was in the hospital for a month, all due to a stiletto heel. Now, this is a good example of why you should never fuck around with hookers or strippers. When they say no touching and you don't take them seriously and think that you can get away with it because they're not packing heat or a weapon or something, look down. Those shoes will fuck you up, man. All right. The prosecutor said Hargrove told police she could not recall the incident, but told officers she may have kicked him and unintentionally caused the injuries. Mr. McGonigal told the jury of 7 men and 5 women she would have known there was a serious risk of causing some injury to Mr. Taylor. He said the incident happened after the couple had been drinking with another couple in the early hours of February 7th. Mr. McGonigal said all of them had a substantial amount to drink. The other woman in the group was arrested for a public order offense. Sounds like a fun group of people to hang out with, right? They're fun drunks. They get into all sorts of shit. Taxi driver Mohammed Akbar told the jury that he noticed his front seat passenger turn around after he had been arguing with Hargreaves or whatever. He said he saw a foot coming between the two seats and the man in the front then shouting, "My eye, my eye." Mr. Akbar said he drove his taxi to the nearest police station and sounded his horn until officers came out to help. The trial continues today. And finally today, got a short one here. Hardcore porn was broadcast on the Indonesian Parliament's Internal Information Service, shocking journalists and bureaucrats who rely on the screens for updates on political events. Who knew there was so much bukkake going on in the Parliament? Government has sure gotten a lot sexier since the last time I watched C-SPAN. All right, what happened here? Hardcore images apparently taken from the internet filled the screens used by reporters, political staffers, and visitors for about 15 minutes before security guards managed to shut it off. It was not clear how the images appeared on the screens, but House Speaker Marzuki Ali said whoever was responsible would be punished. Whoever hacked the screens is insolent and will be reported to the authorities, he told reporters. The incident is sure to embarrass President Susilo Bambang, Bambang Bigelow, I don't know what the hell his name is, who has recently backed calls for stricter controls on the internet following a national scandal over an online celebrity sex clip. So there you go. That's what's happening in Indonesia this week. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see what my freaks have to say.
Hey, Tim. Spiral Handfucker here.
No,
anyway,
not.
I ended up leaving... Well, not really. But, I ended up leaving a, like, 10-minute-long voicemail, I think, for you. Or at least 5 minutes long. I don't know. I saw it on my phone the next day, but I was very, very drunk. And I don't know what I told you. You should really have a separate voicemail line just for the drunk people. It
drunk
would really
line.
Clear things up for me. I can keep 2 different phone numbers saved for you. And I'll just call you from the drunk one when I'm drunk.
Yeah, I should set that up. That's not a bad idea.
Jiggy, Tim. Jiggy.
Jiggy, Charlie. Jiggy.
Jiggy, Tim. It's me, Alex.
Come on,
happy
Charlie.
Birthday.
We gotta go to Candy Mountain.
Jiggy, Tim. It's me, Alex. Happy birthday, Tim and Boo.
Thank you.
But the real reason I was calling in was all that first Black Coat you played on Friday show. That sounded exactly, almost exactly like the fit. Not the big ass nigga guy. But that nincompoop guy, that really retarded preacher guy who thought he was God.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
About that. Happy birthday, man. If you really want me to, I can try to find you some really good soda.
Yes, please. I love that. That's great.
Tim Hansen, this is Jess, actual member, Jess from Buffalo,
Are you trying to do a C.B. Walker impression?
Happy birthday. That guy drives me nuts, Ugh, can't stand him. Anyway,
you like
happy
C.B.
birthday,
Walker?
I just want to kind of go along with something another caller was saying on your 7:30 show, which had to have been Friday's show, that I haven't called in a while because I haven't had shit to say.
Oh.
And I still don't have shit to say except for
happy birthday.
That
uh-huh that nice.
Oh. Minister drives me nuts, and happy birthday to Tim Vu.
Well, that is a good reason to call in.
Coming soon to a Distorted View production near you.
Really?
The last window liquor production ever to be told.
What?
Hey, I got my own apartment, everybody, so I'll be doing shit dildo really, really soon.
Oh my god, if you do shit dildo, That would be impressive. You would kind of have my respect there.
Hey, Tim.
Yet on the flip side, I would also lose respect for you. Weird.
Timothy Old Man Henson, fickle cunt Dan from Texas calling in.
Yes.
Hey man, I remembered it was your birthday today, so you'll probably get this the next day after it.
Yeah, close.
I hope it went well.
Yeah,
great
sure.
Show as always, and I hope you live forever. Do not die or else. Well, then where is my $5 going to go? Seriously.
That's right.
You would be doing me a disservice, and that is just uncalled for. Timmy, Jagu.
Thank you very much, Dan from Texas.
Jagu, Tim. This is Kyle from Indiana.
Hi, Kyle.
I'm watching this show on...
why aren't you wishing me a happy birthday?
Called Lockup. It's about prison.
You asshole.
And they were in a women's prison, and they were talking about how this group of women... I found a creative way to play volleyball because they're not allowed to have nets. And so basically what they did was they took a really long strand of toilet paper and strapped it to the walls with sanitary pads. Sanitary pads, sanitary pads.
Hey, that's not about their creative.
Hello, my darling Timmy. It's Swiggy from Canada calling
Swiggy.
You all the way from Western France. I'm here studying for 2 months, but I did not forget to call you on your very special day. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful birthday and all your wishes come true.
I love my lady freaks. They're so good to me.
Hey, Tim! Happy New Year! Oh, God, it's finally 2010. Sweet. What the fuck's up with Dick Clark? Anyway, looking forward to the New Year's show. Bye.
All right. Okay.
Hey, Tim, this is Justin from Marion. I was
Be nice,
cruising
Justin.
Around campus, and me and my friend, we went to a nice hookah bar called Midnight Hookah. If you're around campus, which I know you live in campus, I highly recommend going to Midnight Hookah. It's, I don't know if you smoke hookahs or not.
I've never tried that.
Place. Maybe I'll see you there one time, I don't know.
It's near campus, OSU. I'm assuming he's talking about OSU. I know there's one in the short north, right? I don't know. All right, well, thank you very much for the tip. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
My name is Tim Henson, the new face of genital herpes.
Subscribe via iTunes, spread the distortion if you are not yet Sideshow Freak. Sign up right now because I've got some more show for you. It doesn't end yet if you're Sideshow Freaks. That's right, the extended portion starts in just a few seconds. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hail cock, beautiful goddamn fucking cock. Oh, fucking worship it, worship the cock, fucking worship it. Yes. Hail cock. Satan rules the cock. Yes.